shame, free yourself, find joy, and build true self-esteem by Joseph Burgo, PhD. Performed by David DeVries. Imagine yourself at a social gathering with people you recently met and whose company you enjoy. Conversation is lively. Everybody appears to be having a good time. When another guest makes a comment that reminds you of a funny story you once heard, you take advantage of the natural opening and begin to recount it. Because you remember how much you laughed when you first heard the story, you look forward to sharing your enjoyment with these new friends. As you glance from face to face, anticipating their laughter, you finally reach the conclusion of your story. Silence. After a moment, somebody says, "Oh, I see. That's funny." Still, no one laughs. You suddenly feel yourself blushing as your face grows hot. You glance down and avoid making eye contact with any of the other guests. You feel briefly confused, your thoughts unfocused and disorderly. You wish you'd never told the story and that you could disappear. When another guest changes the subject and conversation moves on, you feel relieved that group attention has shifted, and you soon recover. No more than 7 or 8 seconds have passed since you finished your story. What is the name of the emotion you felt when that story fell flat? If I tell you that you felt a type of shame, you'll probably object by saying, "That's not shame, that's embarrassment." Most people react this way when I use the word shame to describe such an experience. They might insist there's no reason to feel shame about something so minor. Everyone occasionally tells a joke that turns out to be a dud. Embarrassing, of course, but nothing to feel ashamed about. Yet, from Darwin onward, researchers who study the biology of emotion widely agree that the mental and physiological symptoms you experienced during those awkward seconds unambiguously denote the emotion of shame. Human beings everywhere, in every culture and on every continent the world over, experience shame in exactly the same way. Gaze aversion, brief mental confusion, and a longing to disappear, usually accompanied by blushing of the face, neck, or chest. What scientists understand and believe about shame differs broadly from the way a layperson conceives of it.